This week on Clown College.
Absolutely not.
That's what Reddit told me, dude.
Yeah.
They'll tell you things.
I believe
like
it
that.
Now. That
That's what Reddit told me.
He applied for an art school in Austria or like Vienna or something, and they're like, nah, man, you suck.
Damn.
Okay. And then,
so I was kinda right.
He got into politics after that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he started doing the beer hall push, and he got some cool guys to team up with him, and then he started killing the man.
So what part of this has been bad?
Wait, whoa.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wales, Tom, and JJ. Let's all go to
See if you hear it now.
Hello. Yeah, I got it. It's on there.
And we're back.
Yeah.
What episode is this, Brandon?
This is episode 32.
I think he's right.
Yeah.
33.
This is 33?
I don't know.
I think
32. Hey, I'm not at anymore. If you've seen the production value went up, that's because we have an Asian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta love him, dude.
Hell yeah.
Finding your
gosh.
Funny.
Oh.
I forgot we had that.
By Alex Z. I love this. I love this so much. We're going to put a...
The actual film's on that VHS tape, dude.
Oh,
if anybody had a fucking VHS anymore.
Could you imagine here. Like...
You do?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You rewind it with the pencil and everything?
Oh, I rarely used it. The only time I used it was to watch like old SummerSlam videos from like 1993.
Dude, I had the SummerSlam. What SummerSlam do you have?
I think I have SummerSlam 94, and then I have like a bunch of the Raw episodes like from back to back from 95 and I think 96 and 7. Maybe even 98.
Damn,
those were the Jordan years.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Second run.
So this is me and JJ both just started working 40 hours a week.
And why you make it sound so suspicious, dude?
Because this is my third energy drink today.
Damn.
And I had to hit JJ up because he is the energy drink connoisseur. I wanted to get your list of top five energy drinks.
Dude, off the dome. I developed this list over several years, and obviously there's some subjectivity. Everybody likes different flavors, but if you don't agree with me, you're wrong on this one. I'm sorry. My favorite C4, like I want to choose one from each big brand because I don't want to be, you know, weird about it.
Yeah.
Favorite C4 is strawberry watermelon ice, dude. I don't like all that candy collaboration they got going on, dude. It's just too much, bro.
Okay.
You want to get energy? You want to eat candy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck energy. That. Yeah. And then Bucked Up, the Miami flavor. Now, Brandon, look this one up, dude.
I never heard
Bucked
of this.
Bucked Up Miami. Now, this one has 300 milligrams of caffeine. That's 100 more than the C4, so you get a little bit more pep in your step. I guess they sell it as a pre-workout, too. But, yeah, the can.
Right there?
That's it, dude. Look at that.
Is that everywhere?
No, and you got to go to the 5-star on the corner of Capshaw and Old Railroad Bed Road, dude, and you find one of them. But don't go there because they're mine, dude. I'll buy all of them.
Damn.
Monster Zero Red or Ultra Red. Monster
okay,
Zero,
yeah.
Ultra Red. That's a good classic. Had to throw a Monster in there. The Rise Sunny D. That's the morning time energy drink.
Hold on, what?
Dude. It's Sunny D flavor.
Hold on, let me search this up.
Rise with a Y.
Oh.
Sunny D.
Sunny D has a fucking...
Well, it's a Sunny D collaboration with this company. Dude, it's so fucking good.
Ooh.
Right there, bro.
I've never seen that.
The Rise, they have a Kool-Aid, a Ring Pop, a Baja Blast.
No, I got to look this up.
They got a lot of
that.
Shit, dude.
It's
but
like
the Sunny D is my favorite. It tastes just like Sunny D, man.
Really?
Yeah. Not, it doesn't have like the sugar in it that Sunny D does, so it's like kind of tastes like a diet Sunny D. But that flavor's there, bro. You close your eyes, you're in first grade, dude. Your uncle's molesting you or whatever. I'm sorry, bro. That was on call for, dude. That was on me.
He said, oh, no, it's okay.
Nah, man.
And then the last
Pretty
one.
Sure
dude.
They didn't even.
He said,
hey, whatever helped.
Oh, damn. Damn.
We should did you say his Sunny D Rise?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Damn, that's good. I'm glad they did it like that. Sunny D Rise, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuel. Sun rising, so is your dick. That's what I feel like.
Morning right? Wood.
Yep. Morning wood.
Mm-hmm. Always the rooster wake up crows.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to hack it.
Whoa.
What?
You know Bob what I mean? You got to do something. It's standing up, so you got to get it down.
How do you get it down, Brandon?
Well, by either sex or you got to whack the bush.
Whack it?
Whack it.
The bush.
Yes, two things, sex or whack it.
Do you take your pubic hair and then wrap it around the head of your penis?
No, it does that itself.
What the fuck? You got a boa constrictor pubes,
I wake
dude?
Up and it's pulling it. I don't know. That's what's trying to wake me up or something. Then I stand up and I get kind of stuck and got to go to the restroom and just
untangle it.
Yep. Yeah, this, yeah, because like,
why are they moving?
Dude, ever since middle school, I had that problem. Like, I played basketball and I don't know why, but I would jump or something and then I don't know. Okay. So this thing is okay. So we all know, you man. Okay, I got
we
a
don't.
Normal thing, right? And then sometimes it'll hide when it's like working out or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when it goes back into this little, you know what I mean? Little, what is that?
No, just
when it closes,
uh-huh.
The dick closes. It pulled the hairs with it, and then I would jump. And when I would jump and try to do a layup or something, it would yank me back to the ground. I'd be like, fuck.
That's not how physics work, but
and that shit hurts.
It gets caught up in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's like a tractor beam kind of situation. Yep. It like retracts and they just get caught up in there.
And it goes with it.
Yeah, it could happen at any moment. That's why I invested in Manscaped.
Yep. Who we're sponsored by.
Nah.
No, we're not.
I don't. They would never, dude. Is it an appropriate question to ask somebody if they're circumcised or not? Is that okay to ask?
I don't know. Like
what you mean?
So I need
that
to know.
That stumped him, dude.
Yeah.
So the difference, what's the difference?
Circumcised, do you have the foreskin?
Well, you can look it up.
No, we don't.
Yeah, look it up.
You want to look
they
it
got
up?
Medical,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, and this is completely educational. This is not weird at all.
Sized versus uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's do you got the hood or?
So you really don't know right now, like as we speak right now.
I legit don't know.
All right, click on that image.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so this is because it's not like that. It's like the circumcised one, but every once in a while I can close.
Oh, then you're circumcised, probably, I would say.
Okay.
Maybe you just got like, you know, kind of shitty job done when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's, it
maybe.
Could be.
That could be it because, it still happens sometimes. I just like walk if I sit down too long and stand up. I'm like, oh. Hold up, one minute and everybody freak out. I'm like, what's wrong, bro? I'm like, nothing. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
What is that about?
Oh, I'm talking about like trying to stand up or something. It could hurt. And I'll just yell. But like, oh, shit. Because
when you stand up, your penis hurts?
No, I'm talking about what happened with, you remember the basketball thing?
The hairs.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The hairs inside. Yeah.
But yes. Why are they moving independently? Like the hairs, what's rustling around in there? What's moving?
I think
the
it's
hairs,
when I
dude.
Move. It's like everything's there, and then the hair would be like, oh, I'm here too. So then they just all
and
meet
then they
together.
Just get caught.
Yeah, and they get caught until they get in a situation. And then, you know, I got to go in there and break it up.
Mm-hmm. I got long taint hair.
Yeah. So that's why, man.
I can braid it.
Me too, actually, yeah.
Yeah. I did one time.
I'm glad this is a bonding moment, dude.
Yeah, we learned it. I'm circumcised.
I mean, I could try, but my arthritis would probably get
circumcised,
to
man. Learned how to swim, and now I'm circumcised.
You learned how to swim?
What? Yeah, so what happened was we went to the kiddie pool, and I was like, fuck it, man. I'm just going to do this. And I swam like back and forth weirdly, but I did it.
The kiddie
back and
pool.
Forth. Yes, and it was like, what was it? The highest it was like 4 feet or 5 feet.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. That's not
and
a kiddie.
And I just I went from there to the one, what
oh,
was it,
shit.
2 feet, came back, and I did good.
You didn't? You had no feet on the ground?
No, man. I mean, I did one thing where I got, like, to the real lower level and accidentally, like, got excited and started wiggling my feet and, bam, hit the fucking bottom.
Ooh,
and that shit.
Yeah. When you stub your
was
toe
horrible.
Underwater.
And it was a rough start, too, because, like, when I got there, I brought my swim trunks and shit. And I went out there. I grabbed it. And, you know, everybody was out there looking at me. I was like, I'll be right back. And then I realized I couldn't fit none of them. And so I would just stand in the bathroom for a minute, like, damn, man, I don't want to go back out there and be like, I can't swim because I can't fit my shit.
Your swimming trunks?
Yeah, because I was like, dude, I can't do this. These are gonna rip. And there's kids outside, man. Yeah. I can't have this shit happening. And then the other one, I was like, okay, this one kind of works until I bent over and tried to pick something up. And then it just came out, and I was like, nah, man, this is not going
to
work.
The table's turned.
Yeah, so I had to go to...
the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, dude.
And we don't need that. So I was like, I ran to Walmart and just got me some Modelo swim trunks. And
Modelo?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
They also had PBR, but, dude, the Modelo was fucking dope as shit.
Yeah. Hey.
Hell yeah. And
it's
then
a Modelo day.
Hey, and pro tip, dude, you need some extra room in the swim trunks, just cut that webbing out. You don't need it.
You don't?
You don't. That
do
little
wear,
mesh
do you wear underwear under your swim trunks?
Not when I'm swimming, but when I wear them as shorts, I do.
Oh, I wear underwear.
I don't think that's weird, but...
But like, I don't, like you, I don't want the netting in there, because I'm
then
a grown
man.
Then,
you should probably wear underwear. Yeah. If you're gonna go no net, bruh, you need something to contain it.
Dude. I had these fucking polo swimming trunks, and they were short, like the shorts you wear.
Yeah.
And they were badass. But I didn't realize that whenever they get wet, see right through them motherfuckers. So we were out with a couple friends, and we was in Hawaii. And I was out, like, they were like, you want to come to the beach with us and all that stuff. So I'm like, hell yeah. I go out there. I come out the water. I'm like, and I look down. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can see my whole dick.
Oh, no.
You can see the whole... There's families
what
out
there. What
color
are the swim
yellow.
Trunks?
They were yellow.
Like a pale yellow?
Yeah, like a
yellow.
Pale yellow. Yeah. No netting. Like, I don't even know why they did
are they
that.
Swim trunks,
dude? No, they were swim trunks. I think I still got them.
These, like, women's nighttime shorts. Like,
they might have been.
He's like, they're really short, and there's no netting in there, and they're real thin and see-through. Yeah, I think you wore lingerie on the beach, dude. I don't know.
Actually, I almost bought those pairs when I was at the Walmart because they had, like, a Simpson one, and I was, like, walking with it. And then I opened it. I was like, wait a minute. It says board shorts, but there's no fucking net. I can't do this. So then I had to put it back and get the Modelo.
Yeah, boy shorts is a type
no,
of
no,
women's
not the,
can you imagine Brandon out there with some boys?
Man, nah, man. One bad oh fucking flip, because I like to flip.
I can.
Dude, jumping and punching in the water. And, yeah, one bad flip, it's going to die. We don't need that.
Yeah.
That'll be the worst day of my life.
Dude, I remember when you only seen boy shorts whenever you were messing with a girl. Dude, I was driving in here from work. I turned in here. Girl had a... jean shorts on, and like from far away, like my vision, even though I got contacts in, they're old prescription, I can't really, you know, but so I'm like damn, it looks like those things are really short. And I go over the speed bump and I'm like, oh, all both of her ass cheeks were out. She was skinny, but she had a nice little ass on her. And I love this now. I'm with Scott Curtis. I love what they're doing with these short shorts.
Yeah
man, I mean, it's just crazy. The ones that are crazy to me are like the bell bottom yoga pants or the leggings. You know, like now they got the flare out at the bottom.
Yeah.
I can't tell if I love that or I hate that with all of my heart, dude. I don't
get what
know.
You're saying.
You said, what type of yoga pants?
Bell bottom yoga. Okay, yeah.
The flare pants, dude.
Bell bottom flare.
It just said Ben Shapiro's sister.
Have you seen her?
I've seen those. Yeah. I've Googled it. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm scared people are going to, like, pause on my Google searches whenever.
See, now, these are the ones from the joke. These aren't the ones. Click on those blue ones up there. Fabletics. Kevin
right
Hart's
here?
Ass wearing them. Yeah.
Let's see. What
those.
Here.
This is what I think I was thinking. Ooh, yes. That
that's
right
a good
there.
Style.
Yeah, I don't like those.
It's just like a V-neck for your waist. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, the flare out at the end, I guess that's cool or whatever.
No, I don't like it.
Wait, let's see what's down there. Should give me this example.
What do you think about that, Brandon? Can you examine that?
Oh, did they really just do that?
Wow.
Could you imagine Dante in those?
It's a fucking tease.
Why are you slowly putting your phone in your pocket?
Nobody does that. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy Dante has a fatter camel toe than her?
Not really, dude. Let's get Dante a pair of these, dude.
We should.
They make 4X. Well, he's on crutches right now, dude. It's gonna be hard for him to get them on.
He did a whole set and didn't address the crutches one time.
Well, not It's one. They only gave him one. It's not crutches. It's crutch. Yeah, dude, yeah. He's got a crutch.
Like, hey, yo, crutch.
Yeah, crutch. And what happened? How did he end up on crutches?
I think he was in the new High School Musical or something.
Yeah. Well, he said it was something in the band. I think like a high schooler outperformed him.
He was battling.
Dance yeah, battle. That's exactly he said.
Children.
He said never. I said, Dante, what happened? He's like, I don't want to say nothing about it, but never dance battle with high schoolers. And I was like, I didn't plan on it.
I don't hang around them that often.
I can't remember the last time I talked to a high schooler.
Mm, yeah, besides my family, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have.
When I was a student teacher, that was the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hated it then.
But Dante has the mind to hang out with high schooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I mean,
there's two ways that could go.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, dude.
Good, bad. You smooth sailing, you crashing that boat, you know?
Yeah. And he's already injured, dude. I don't know.
Man, I love him, man. That was funny.
Oh, Dante's great.
I remember he did one set. I don't remember which one it was where he's scared. I thought he was going to slip with that crutch and fall. I was like, no, I got to go help.
I can't believe he didn't say anything about
it. Dude, I thought he would. But Pat
had a funny joke.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was hilarious,
too. Pat's getting better. You know, he doesn't know it. No, we shouldn't tell it on here. We should have him on and tell him.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, dude, we should uplift his spirit.
Yeah, right? We're going to have him on and tell him which of our skits is based off of him.
Shit.
But not no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like half the time. Every other ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to tell you guys something. I'm on the X5 showcase.
For real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Perform at the Scar. I get to be like JJ.
Man.
Hey. Yeah. Follow the JJ's footsteps. Yep. Let's go up there and fucking rock them.
Go up first, dude. Draw number one.
I feel like that's going to happen. You know?
I mean, I kind of figured it was going to happen. For some reason, I'm always going first.
You always go first.
But I've been going last recently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, too, I guess.
Well, see, it depends on where you go. Like, you never want to go last at Fat Sammy's because you won't have a crowd.
I don't know if there was anybody in there besides comics when I went up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had fun, I guess.
Yeah,
I wish you killed.
First of all, and that joke would have worked. Called me out for that joke would have worked. I'm sitting next to Scott. He was like, no, I didn't even say anything to him. He's like, oh, that would have worked if he would have paused like you told me in real life. And you didn't say nothing about they were white. They were racist and white in the hood.
Well, I figured if I said they had a Confederate flag, there's not going to be a lot of black people in the hood with Confederate flags.
Oh, no.
Maybe in Alabama. I guess anything's possible. It is 2024.
Because I think you should specify that they're white in the hood and they're racist and that the white girl was saying, the hard R.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't say.
You know what I mean? You know, if you based it like that.
Word dropping bombs, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that is.
That whole story is wild.
I was actually scared, bro. Reason to be legitimately scared.
You should tell.
Dude. So, you know, my dad loves a good deal, man. Who doesn't? My dad has some weird tendencies with vehicles. He goes through them pretty fast, and he's always looking for some automotive work. And he met this dude at a gas station, I think. I'm not going to say his name. It was Cody. And Cody lived. If Huntsville had a hood, this was it, dude. Like, it's statistically the most crime-ridden street in Huntsville. And we're there, and, dude, it's like pit bulls and just little mini grills and shit outside. There's just people, you know, just being themselves, you know? And you know what I mean. And I walk into, and we go there to this dude Cody's house to get the alternator or something changed, and the house is not done. Like, it is falling apart. You walk in and you see the wood it's the frame of the house with like some fucking plywood around it, you know. It's an interesting setup. Yeah, dude. Maybe we can record the podcast there.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
but this dude, like, it's a weird vibe when I get there. They're talking about him and this dude that work together, they're smoking weed, drinking beers, you know, Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start dropping the N-bomb hard R, and these people are so white, dude. So white. And they only have one decoration in the house, and it's a Confederate flag, dude. They're making a statement, dude. Whatever the opposite of gentrification is, colonization, that's what they're doing, man. And they just go in there, and, dude, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I hated it so much. This lady comes in, this white woman, and she's, like, shaking, tweaking. And she's like, and the dude instantly knows something is up. He's like, what the fuck did you do? Like, I'm not going to say exactly what he said. There was some crimes, dude. But, and then she was like, I robbed a drug dealer down the street. I stole, like, a whole jug of Vicodin or, like, Percocet from him. I think he's going to come in and kill us. And I was, like, 19. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, dude. Us. I'm going to die in this fucking place, dude. Because if you look at me, if I'm like, no, I'm not with them. They're not. They're not believing that, dude. Not for a second. Like, yeah, nice try. And, yeah, but, no, we left, and it's fine.
We're alive. Did y'all leave right after that? Like, because you said that? So y'all stick to, your dad was like, fuck, I need my car fixed.
Well, he was like, well, the alternator's already out. You know, that we can literally can't leave. We're stuck here. Damn. Mechanically.
Oh, it's always good to have a crackhead work on your shit.
Yeah, I need a fine one.
Yeah.
They'll do it fast, but you will have to go through shit like that.
This was more of a heroin situation.
Heroin?
Less crack, more heroin.
More heroin.
They were chill.
Were they sleeping, falling asleep?
I try to block most of that out, but yeah, they weren't. I mean, he was awake after she told him that. That puts him pep in his step. You know?
We about to die.
Oh yeah, I'll wake anybody up, sober him up.
Quick. I liked watching those videos of people on fucking, like they're at work or the gas station, and they're like falling asleep while they're trying to ring it up. You ever seen those?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen like, that.
Dude, oh yeah, baby, yeah. I love it. I love it. You know, degenerates.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love walking into a business and every worker is asleep. I love that. Like, that happens at Waffle House. Has that ever happened to you? You just see somebody taking a nap in the booth?
No.
And I just walk out. I'm not waking them up, dude. No. Let them have their peace.
Dude, did you see that Waffle House just raised their minimum salary to like $5.96? It was like, there were certain people getting paid $2.95.
Oh, well, that's no, servers. Man. That's the minimum wage in Alabama for servers is like $2.94.
Really?
If you make tips, they can give you that much hourly. That's what they do at Topgolf.
Mm.
It's fucked up, man.
Did Mark Viola leave Topgolf?
I believe so. Yeah.
He said, fuck that. He ain't making enough.
Hell yeah. Look, I got it. Went somewhere better.
Proud member of Fat Samuels now.
Hell yeah.
And why,
yeah.
And did you see that dude walking around, the waiter yesterday, mm-hmm. with the bandana on?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought that was Nathan Jinks when I first walked in.
Is that the dude that was heckling?
I don't think so.
See, that's what Alex said. It wasn't him.
I don't think that's him. No.
But they look alike, right? Or no? I'm just like racist.
No, I think you were just drunk. Both times, one on beer, one on liquor. So, you know, it's just the pathways they cross. So.
I haven't been drunk in these last two.
Last night?
I wasn't drunk.
Happy.
I only had two basil.
When I walked in, when I walked into Fat Sammy's last night, Dom was like, what's up, man? His eyes were glazed over. He's like, what's up, man? Unless there was other substances involved and I'm off.
No. I was just, I swear, me and Dan, I had one drink at a restaurant with Dan, and then one Basil Hayden, which is delicious, with him at,
Basil Hayden,
what's
dude.
That?
It's a bourbon, I think, but it's delicious. Tastes
sounds
like scotch.
Homeopathic doctor's child's name. Probably is. Basil Hayden. Yeah, sickle cell anemia. He's barely alive, but we wish him well.
Yes, we do. Do a little salute on him.
All right, well, that's it. Mm-hmm. Hey. We got a great episode.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. JB.
The man.
Mm-hmm. Jonah Blankenship.
JB what? Fire Emoji? Was that his Twitter name?
Hell, fuck if I know.
I liked it, though. It was JB Fire Emoji, but it wasn't the actual emoji. It was just Fire Emoji spelled out.
Oh, okay.
JB Fire Emoji.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Jonah's funny as shit. He got second in the X5 showcase. Last, yeah. The 20th,
yes,
of
which one are you on?
The 20th this month. Hold on. I think. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's on the
20th. I think it's the next week, isn't it?
Yep.
It's the 20th?
Yeah, it's on the
20th. It's the
20th. Mm-hmm. Damn, dude.
Maybe I should check and see if it's June or July.
I think it's the June Probably. Because they were trying to get people for the
If you're in Birmingham Thursday, June 20th or July 20th, I'm not sure yet, but yeah. I'm pretty sure it's June. Come out and see, you know, see, and have a good time. It's
Hold
a nice
on, bro. What?
Hell yeah.
We got to talk about this. I'm sorry. I know we got to go.
What?
The dude yesterday who did the fucking song.
Oh, shit.
When I saw him, I was like, damn, dude. Nico has fallen on some hard time. That was crazy. He did this song about his dog. Tomato.
Tomato, yeah.
And then he got hit by a car and he turned into ketchup.
Yes.
Damn.
And he did a whole song. And my entire plan before that, he did the song, was to go up there and just say the worst things I could think of about him. Because I was just not happy. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then he won me over, dude.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Because at first, I don't really have a problem with prop comics. Like, I know it's like taboo or whatever in the comic community. But like, I'll watch it. I'll have fun with it. And at first, I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever
seen.
Well,
one of the jokes, be real, one of the jokes was him like, I met Mario.
Yeah.
And he tried to pay me with this money, and he just pulled out like a printed off picture of like a gold coin
yes.
from Mario, and that was the joke.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that was it. So I'm like, okay.
This is
But then the song,
to.
I mean, yeah. that was genius.
Totally won me
it
over.
It brought everybody together.
I wasn't laughing ironically at first I was like, what the fuck is happening? When he started doing those jokes about the Mario and shit, and then at the end I'm like, I'm legit laughing now.
Yeah.
And I like the song. He'll be there tonight.
He will be.
Yeah. We're doing. That's why we gotta leave, because we're going to Joker's Wall, hosted by Daniel Harden every second Thursday, which is always a good time. $100 prize for the best set. Usually it goes to whoever brings the most people. So if you've never done stand up,
if you know more than five people, you can win $100.
Oh yeah, hell really yeah. Three.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, comedians don't really bring people.
No.
Like the ones who come out. And if you bring three people, go up there and you don't even have to do good. Or you can do good. You could do if you do okay and you bring three people, you're winning that bad boy. And you get $100.
But you can still laugh at other people's stuff.
Yeah. Just laugh.
You get to vote for who you want, but you can laugh at everybody.
That's the key. We don't care who wins, but laugh at everything you think is funny. Because it doesn't go by laughter, and then just vote for whoever you came there for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun.
And have fun. At Shenanigans.
Comedy Theater.
Hey! We're out.
Yeah. We got some skits.
Hey, Jalen. I got you these Skittles. Thanks, Alex. You my nigga. Whoa, man. I prefer you didn't call me that. That's kind of y'all's thing.
This week's featured comedian.
I matched with this one chick the other night, and within like the first 10 minutes of talking to her, she was like, yeah, I'm a ladyboy from the Philippines. I see some confused looks. If you don't know, that's like the final boss of transgenders. Level 99. So I was pretty stoked, obviously. But yeah, she lives all the way in Chattanooga, and I'm from Alabama, obviously. But for me, that's like almost 3 hours just for some butt. It's like, is it worth it? He said it's not. Speaking from experience over here. he said it's not worth it, but I'm probably going to do it. I'll be honest. Probably going to. Not only would that technically be my first threesome, but I have proudly claimed to not be transphobic, and I feel like we're going to find out this weekend, you know? We're going to officially find out. Plus, it would piss my dad off, straight up. He's a Baptist preacher. Any preacher kids in here? Yeah, that's usually the response. They're in here. Don't worry. They're in.
Where's my pen, right, dude?
I don't know.
You lost your pen.
It's
right
over there.
Thanks, Jack.
Look at him. He's so.
At least he's somebody's fucking useful around.
30 episodes right in, here. He's turned into a diva. Where's my pen? Do you have cherry 7-Up?
Oh, you
want to
talk about what y'all were saying before the fucking thing? Where's my boom arm, dude? I don't know. I bought mine.
Damn.
Okay.
I brought it in myself.
Yeah, you bought yours, and you also told Brandon he could have one, his. You
yeah,
said
Brandon,
you were going to get him one.
In all fairness, Brandon never remembers anything else
oh,
we talk
my
about.
God.
He's been saying Key and Peely for 3 years.
I think it is really cool that you have the boom arm, though. I do want to say that, and I do think that Brandon should have one.
I do,
too. Dude, I think you
I
should have
too,
one,
John.
I think you should have one, but if anybody should have one, it should be Brandon.
I pulled yeah, myself 100%. Up by my own boom arm, dude. Y'all should be able to do it as well.
I agree.
No more excuses, dude. Obama was president for 8 years. Not everybody wins re-election. Look at the Bush.
True.
I think they won, though.
Doesn't matter how good you are.
Yep. JJ, we got a special guest today, don't
we? Yes, we do.
We have a very special guest, man. First guest in a while, dude.
It's been a while.
This is like 3 weeks now.
So we're only doing, it's only special occasion when guests are coming on here, JJ.
Exactly. Yeah, we've upped our fucking regulations. You got to qualify for this shit now, dude.
And this next guest does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
He's young in the comedy game, but he's been grinding.
Grinding.
He's been fucking grinding. One of the hardest workers in North Alabama / all over the place now, dude.
Yeah.
He's fresh off a trip from fucking Austin, Texas, dude. The hub of comedy in the United States right now. In the world, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm not going to bullshit anymore. Today we have Jonah Blankenship.
Hey!
Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. This is very cool.
Hell yeah, dude. We're glad you wore your Pride Month shirt.
Yep, I had to. This is my favorite month.
Yeah. And you got the best date of the year, dude. 6/9. You got 69, bro.
I actually, I actually came prepared for this. I came bearing gifts, but we're going to wait till after the show.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Because it's pretty gay.
Okay.
If you can know what I'm trying to say.
You, JJ, and Brandon will have a great time.
We're gonna get gay.
And Dom's gonna pretend like he's not. He doesn't have his ear up against the wall. Yeah, dude. I learned that in Afghanistan.
But yeah, in all seriousness, thanks for having me, guys. This is very cool.
Hell yeah, course, man. Thanks for coming
Thank
on.
You.
No bullshit.
Hell
yeah. Hey, he's only been doing it since you know the date.
January 14th.
January 14th. So, like, 4 months.
4 months, yeah.
And fucking smashing. Has did more mics than me, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
Definitely
and I've been
done
doing
more
it for,
mics than I have.
Yeah, so you've done more mics than me in the year in just 4 months. And you can tell from whenever you first started coming out until, like, recently when we see, I'm like, oh, my God. You've gotten so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, fast.
I think it's just kind of now kind of clicked. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
The flow of how it works and when to say what not to say and stuff like that, reading the room. But I'm actually really bad at that still. In Austin, there was a whole situation where you guys know I have a ladyboy bit. It's actually a true story.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
Alex.
Thank you for your service, man.
Yeah, but I was telling that bit in Austin at Roscoe's, and there was a ladyboy there. And yeah, it was not good. Everybody, it felt like everybody in the crowd was like on edge because they were like they knew. So they were like every time I would say the word ladyboy, they would look at them, and I was like, "Come on, dude, we all want to fuck them." Like, I mean, they're pretty hot, you know. Let's just be honest. And I was trying to break the tension, and so I actually asked them to stand up. No, I'm just, yeah, it was weird. You know, I'm still learning when to say stuff and
but I love it when you say you were did you notice on Thursday there's one in there too.
Yeah
I'm talking about crossing my fingers like, please stay like I had to see it. I just had to see it with my own eyes, but I think she left
as I was going up.
Yeah, so,
I looked at Keenan because I told Keenan, I was like, dude, this is gonna go one of two ways. It's gonna go amazing or it's gonna go terrible. Because like You were there. Like, the crowd wasn't.
No, until you got on there.
Yeah, the crowd was kind of like, it almost seemed like they weren't interested in comedy. I was like, eeh. And I told Keen, I was like, this is going to be bad. I was like, but I hope she stays because I want this.
And then,
I want this. and then as I was going up, she left. I was like, mm-hmm. Damn. But I had to say it anyways.
But in all fairness, dude, the odds are stacked against you when you tell that joke. When you're like, I'm from Coleman, Alabama, yeah. And I have a joke about lady yeah. boys. You know, the audience has an idea of what you're gonna say.
Yeah, they already know it's gonna be very transphobic. But it's really not, because I actually, you know, I'm interested. I'm a
You're the opposite of transphobic.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of transphobic.
You got some nice tits and a nice ass.
Yeah.
Only sometimes the front.
Yeah, only sometimes the front.
And the thing is, dude, I actually haven't had my first threesome yet, so.
Mm.
Damn, dude.
That would technically be a threesome, right?
Yeah, I think so. Dealing with both, right? No.
What do you think? What do you think, Brandon?
Well,
it's okay. Up to you. You
decide.
You said lady boy. So, yeah. I guess it's both right there, right? Because you know, I mean, you got a choice. You got the back and you got the front.
Uh-huh.
Right. Sometimes the lady and the boy, dude.
Sometimes you got the third step, which would be the oral mouth.
The oral mouth.
Jesus Christ.
This got even more like scientific yeah. than I thought.
And like how Family Guy, you remember that episode with the ear?
Yeah.
You might do that, too. I don't know.
He's right? been obsessed about this Family Guy in the ear thing. Dude.
So I actually feel even more comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon.
See?
You have multiple clarified. Points of entry
it's
now.
Like Bob Carell, all you need, right?
It clarified a lot for me.
Now, you're from New Mexico, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Coleman, Alabama. I don't say this a lot. Okay. I was actually from Coleman. It's not the greatest place to rep, you know, because... I like being mysterious, too. Mm-hmm. So I just tell people I'm from New Mexico because it's more interesting.
Nah.
I lived there for like 6 years, so...
Okay.
I feel comfortable repping New Mexico. And I was like homeless, I guess, for a little bit. So like mm-hmm. I lived all over New Mexico, like Roswell, Las Cruces, Albuquerque.
I like how you put the air quotes.
I mean, I was homeless. I was homeless. I mean,
my heart wasn't in it.
Because I mean, there's homeless, and then there's, you know, the grind of homelessness, where it's like, I have a car, I could sleep in a car, I can like grind, make some money, get a hotel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wasn't like living and sleeping on a bench like most of them.
Okay,
know?
Yeah.
So that's why I say homeless, because there's a lot of people in New Mexico that literally sleep under benches.
You were like pursuit of happiness. Homeless.
Yeah, yeah, okay, exactly. Yeah. I was like,
you had
to the real homeless. I was living in a mansion. They were looking at me like, "Look at this rich motherfucker." You know what I mean? I was actually able to go in a dispensary and buy weed. You know, they weren't.
Okay.
They didn't have IDs. You know what I mean? I did.
Oh,
so.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So I was living it up. But yeah, I just tell people I'm from New Mexico because I have a bunch of material in New Mexico, so it's easier to lean into that versus. Oh, I'm from Coleman. I
moved to explaining too much. They don't need
It's too much explaining. But yeah, I'm from Coleman. I graduated from West Point.
For real?
Yeah, West Point.
Shut the fuck up.
West Point High School.
Oh.
It's a nice little trick that I tell people. Yeah, West Point High School. It's in Coleman. But
okay.
There's a little town.
To say, God damn.
There's a little bitty town in Coleman called West Point, and it has like one red light, maybe two. And yeah, I graduated from there in 2018, and then I just joined the military, went to Alaska, lived in Alaska.
Where'd you live at in Alaska? Qatar?
Yeah, I went to Qatar.
Or is that a different place than Alaska?
That is.
Qatar
that's a,
is
that's
not.
A, that's a country.
Oh.
Qatar is in the Middle East, man. You actually look like you're from Qatar.
Yeah, you do,
surprisingly
actually.
Enough, dude.
You do, actually.
That's where they had the World Cup.
Me and Brandon don't know.
He spelled it with a K.
It's with a Q. Qatar, Alaska. Nope, it's Qatar. Yep.
Right there we go. Right.
Yeah. But it's not in Alaska though.
That is an Alaskan.
Oh, is it?
Airlines.
Wow. Okay. You learned something.
Yeah, that's Alaskan Airlines. I used to fly that all the time.
Okay, let's just
shout out them.
You were stationed in Alaska though.
Yeah, right? I was stationed at Eielson Air Force Base.
What kind of flag is that, dude?
Right there.
There, yeah, that's Qatar. I was stationed there.
Zigzag-ass flag.
I went
dude.
There for 9 months. It was during COVID, so I got extended.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you get to go out?
So a bunch of my friends were scared to, just because they were like, "Oh my God, we're in the Middle East," and I was like, "Fuck it, dude! If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. Fuck it."
Yeah.
So I went out like the first week we were there. I saw all kinds of shit. I almost flew to Dubai, but my supervisor was like, "You can't do that," and I was like, "Oh shit, okay." So I just ended up going, seeing all of Qatar, and then the next week, COVID happened. And so we were on lockdown. You could not leave.
You couldn't go into the city.
And so I was one of the only people on that tour that actually got to leave the base and see shit.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Qatar is a cool little country. They're very peaceful. They have like this place called the Souks. It's like a street market, and you can like literally trade like shoes for watches and like hats for purses, and it's weird. I got like free. I got like basically free Yeezys because they were like, "Oh, G-Shock," and it was real Yeezys, and I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!"
Damn.
I traded them.
They make them over there or something?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, like a swap meet flea market.
Yeah, it was a fucking G-Shock. Like probably $59 G-Shock for Yeezys.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
You got to take that every time.
And they're real. I got them authenticated.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm real like that.
We could tell by the Bucky's hat.
Yeah.
You don't play no games.
I don't think you could buy a fake Bucky's hat if you tried.
Fuck
dude.
No. Hell no.
Who's I've making tried. Ripoffs of that, dude?
I've actually tried, and you can't. They don't make them.
Dom, it's a good idea for us, man. We need some money in the clown college.
We do. We just we spent $50 on the, what's that thing called, to make us clips?
Opus, yep. The software.
So we have netted $50 in almost a year.
Lost 50.
Well, because we made money on this live show.
No, we didn't.
No, we lost a lot.
We lost a lot of money.
We did.
Really?
Hundreds. God. Yeah, why? Hundreds. Big money.
Well, I mean, you probably don't want to get into why, but.
No, we'll talk about it.
We
tried some marketing tactics, and they didn't pan out the way that we'd hoped.
Did you boosted on Instagram and shit?
Oh, boosted on everything.
Took a day out, shot ads, dedicated ads, targeted ads. They just...
I mean, I even told you that I was impressed with how much y'all promoted it.
Yeah. We actually tried.
I think that was very impressive, and I think it was worth it. Even if it was a $50 loss.
Oh, no. It was over $500.
Yeah.
It's
like 700.
But no, but what people
even that though. I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not a big deal. We did it in knowing that we were going to lose money.
We pretty much knew.
Yeah,
and it was a badass show. I was there. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, appreciate it, dude.
Dude, it was super fun. Y'all kept it going. The skit.
He just looks at Brandon.
Dude, that skit was so funny. I haven't actually laughed like out loud like that in a long time.
Oh man, we appreciate it.
The bed was just like. So funny.
And you see Charlie on the other
side. Yeah, you can see him if you look close.
He's pressing the button.
Yeah.
Gosh, how much fucking Cheeto dust is on that button? Oh my gosh.
Doritos.
It's so funny.
Purple bag.
Now you were talking about how you're from Coleman. We have a fun clip right here.
Uh-oh.
Brandon doesn't know. You know, he's a producer. It's on where the YouTube tab is.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, is it the trailer?
Yes. So
the craziest thing.
Make sure you turn
is,
your mic off, though.
Jonah sent me this right before this episode, and I saw this on my like feed right before you sent it to me.
Oh, really, dude? This is great.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not gonna waste your time. I'm gonna tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. She decorates them. She sells them. These guys.
Dude, that's
them.
Rhett and Link. In the middle.
Oh my gosh, it is.
A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
No, really. Chopping down.
So come
some
on
limbs.
Down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
I'm trying to see where that is in Coleman. I don't really even recognize where that is.
And it's a real this is a real place.
Yeah, this is a real place. This is a real thing. This is apparently because I sent it to a bunch of friends today, you guys included. And some people have been like, oh, this came out like 4 years ago.
I feel like it was longer because the I Love Local Commercials thing was a Rhett and Link production. That's what they did before they started their YouTube channel was they went around and made these crazy commercials for local businesses. Oh, damn. Mm. See, I didn't even – I just remember seeing one at a furniture store.
They did whatever – the foot massage?
Yeah, Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Oh, they did that one?
That was theirs, for the furniture store.
Somebody had said they did something else today, too. I can't remember what it was. But They said they did something else.
On the first time I watched it, I didn't even know it was Rhett and Link.
I didn't either.
Fucking wild.
That's
funny. You know Rhett and they're like a they're
good
huge
good
on
mystical
YouTube.
Morning or whatever, right?
Yeah. They're huge on YouTube. And they've been around forever.
Humongous. But that was real still, right?
That was a real
commercial. Yeah, it's a real commercial.
They just
it's
found
a real
it.
Commercial.
No, they were in the commercial.
They were in the commercial to help
shoot
make it.
That was their TV show. They went around and helped local businesses make commercials, but they would always be crazy like that.
Yeah. Oh. Did you see the Jones barbecue and foot massage one?
Can
yeah,
you look
yeah,
that?
I've seen that one. I've seen
that
one.
That was their commercial,
Okay.
Yeah.
Jones barbecue foot massage.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Jake sold
already.
Yeah,
there they are. Right here. Yeah, good mythical morning. Yeah, that's their thing right there.
Yeah, foot massage.
I actually just watched one that they did the other day. It was they were seeing which fast food place had the best fries or whatever. And I was like, I think it Wendy's won. I think.
Damn, right?
Wendy's?
I think so. It was Wendy's or somewhere that had like natural cut like baked potatoes. Basically, it was something like that. I can't remember.
Fuck, give me the
MSG, I'm giving fake news out here. I'm spreading false info.
Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry it. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fry. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are
chicken. Hell, this is a dinosaur.
That
was so random. I love it.
We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get
shit,
the fuck
good enough, it's
motivated, motivated, motivated. So friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful?
Dan Schneider
produced it. If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success
is
the rule down here.
Wait
Jones,
this
good-ass barbecue.
This can end at any
point. Yeah.
Go ahead, give me a call.
I, right when the Dan Schneider stuff started coming out, I was into it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is dope. This is hilarious. I mean, it's fucked up to say, but it was pretty funny to me. So I instantly, you know, as a comedian, you want to make it a bit, right? So I tried making it a bit. I tried working it out for, like, literally a month. And it's almost like nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Too old.
I had to explain. I was like, oh, yeah, Drake Bell got raped. And then by that point, nothing's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I couldn't even tell the bits. I just gave up on it. But then recently somebody else has been doing it, and it's actually been funny. So shout out to them.
Like somebody in local or...
Yeah, I think so. In Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I tried doing it when it first came out, and it was just like, everybody was like, what the fuck is this? Dan Schneider, is that the comedian? They think it's Rob Schneider.
Right? Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, everybody think, they always think it's him for some
reason.
They
might be related, dude.
You can do it. Yeah, dude, crazy.
Also, I have to say this real quick. I was under the impression that Adam Silver was black my entire life.
This motherfucker, Jonah, when he out there, he was dead serious when he thought Adam Silver's black.
I still kind of think he's black. And
the
he's
NBA guy?
Not out yet.
Nah, see, no. I'm not even really big into NBA, and I know he's white.
Yeah. White. I mean, he's like one of the whitest people.
He's like Lex. He's like Lex Luthor.
Well, he's so white.
Okay, but when I look at him, I know he's...
This might be just as bad as Francis Ngannou or Brandon.
I don't think that's it, though. I just thought this gentleman was African American.
He's the whitest person I've ever seen.
But when my eyes see him...
Shit, if he's black, I'm going to start saying I'm black.
I'm going to start saying something else, dude. But no, when I see him, my eyes are telling my brain that he's not like me.
He's like, like albino?
But no, he's a Jew. And that's what I figured out.
So he's basically black. That's what Kanye said.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what Kanye said.
Yeah. I'm not going to say what ethnicity this guy is.
Yeah. Let's not lump the Jews in with us.
Damn.
I'm just saying that's what Kanye
looked
said.
We looked up how many blacks were killed by the Nazis. Not that many. Actually, it was like enough to be
because
like.
Because there's no black people in
there
Germany.
There was black people over there.
Look it up, dude.
They probably just
black
scared
people.
The
yeah, look it up.
Germans.
The Nazis didn't
look up
the
black
Nazis
population
didn't dislike
in Germany
black people.
On the same
black
note,
population Germany 1940s.
On the same note, Jones Barbecue Foot Massage was not Rhett and Link.
Oh, damn. Dude. Well, this isn't the only false info that can be in this episode.
Yeah, we love
We'll see that now.
No, we got to put Germany, man.
Oh, yeah, Germany.
Yeah. Did you sit? But do you know the whole story with them and Jesse Owens at the Olympics?
I watched the movie. Yeah. I went with a girl to watch the movie.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Jesse Owens movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I still haven't seen
it. A while back.
Brandon, this is...
I can do a demographic.
I can't even
look,
see
bro,
why
what
are
it
we
is
bringing
is
up charts, dude?
I don't know why we're bringing up charts, but there wasn't... There's like 14 people killed by black people, and that could be accurate.
That's gonna be false.
Could just be hit and runs.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
yeah, dude.
But what I'm saying is the neo-Nazis got it wrong. Germans didn't dislike they definitely dislike the Jews, but blacks or gay people, right?
They didn't like anybody that wasn't white and German.
Nah, that's not true.
That is
true. You could be a black Frenchman and be over there. They wouldn't kill you just because you're a black. Now, if you were Jewish, they would just kill you or put you in a camp.
They hated Jews. They had extermination camps for Jews.
Yeah,
they
I
didn't
need to
like,
call my buddy real quick. I'm going to call him. He's a history teacher.
Is he?
I have a degree.
He has
history.
A degree in history.
Oh, yeah, true.
They hated everybody that were not.
See,
white
you're
Germans.
Trying to lump. They didn't really hate black people, is what I'm trying to say. And Hitler wasn't a bad guy.
They definitely hated black people.
So what's
this
the whole,
is the
so,
most insane thing right behind you could defeat a cheetah in hand to hand combat.
Wasn't the whole deal with Hitler that he was an artist, right?
Yeah.
he was a painter.
I don't think that was the biggest deal, but that was part
that
of
was
it.
One of the that was one of the biggest deals, right? Is he was a painter and
yeah.
they didn't like the
I'm
Jewish people didn't like his painting, so he was like
that was
fuck
not
this.
That yeah. was absolutely not what
That's what Reddit told me, dude.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
tell you things.
I believe
like
it
that.
Now. That
That's what
I've
Reddit told me.
He applied for an art school in Austria or like Vienna or something, and they're like, "Nah, man, you suck."
Damn.
Okay.
And then,
so I was
you
right.
know, he got into politics after that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he started doing the beer hall push, and he got some cool guys to team up with him, and then he started killing the Jews, man.
So what part of this has been bad?
Wait, whoa.
Some would argue.
He knew that the Jewish community, like, controls all of the art.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to...
Jonas, own it!
Wait.
Holy shit, yeah. I just figured this out.
Dog, we're figuring shit out on Clown.
I just figured
college,
this out.
So they should have accepted
all
him
the famous Jewish artists, dude.
He was just an artist trying to go to the top. He was getting rid of his competition, bro.
So
yeah,
it's
like
the Joker.
Michelangelo.
Exactly.
The Joker.
Renowned
this is all making sense now.
The Joker is...
This is...
And those pesky Jews got in the way.
Whoa.
Well, right, no, you were with me just a second ago, Brandon.
No, hold on. I was saying it's
this
weird.
Is definitely
like
getting demonetized.
I wasn't agreeing with that part. I was saying...
We don't get monetized.
I hope you don't want fucking Dr. Squatch.
Demonetized is the least of our problems.
I hope you don't want Dr. Squatch sponsoring you because...
We would actually love Dr. Squatch.
I use it all
but
the time.
But I thought you called Jew stinky before. I'm pretty sure that's on record.
Is he a Jew? The Dr. Squatch guy?
He's a doctor, so probably.
Yeah, that's true. You're okay, though. Some of them are good.
Oh, my God.
Now he's looking up if Dr. Squatch is a
Yeah,
this is the best producer.
Is Dr.
Yeah, is
Squatch kosher?
I love this.
Kosher, dude.
Says straight up America.
You can't be American and
Dr.
a Jew.
Dr. Squatch, he's American?
Yeah, there we go. See, we get hey, Dr. Squatch, we're here.
Do you think Sasquatch is real? Let's be
no.
honest.
Yes.
You
yes,
do?
Yes.
He's sitting right there, dude.
I'm going no. Not it. No.
There's so many seasons of that show.
They used to, but they died
like,
off.
Oh,
but still
they
found
trying
it?
To find
oh,
Bigfoot.
Oh, dude. The funniest thing I've ever seen. You know, like the Nelk Boys, the Happy Dad. They make
the
Happy Dad seltzer.
That's who makes this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, they... We are a right-wing podcast.
Trump
clearly by this conversation.
Trump has drank this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Statistically, he probably has.
DT, 2024.
I didn't agree to that.
The Nelk Boys have this amazing YouTube video where they prank, like, a Bigfoot expert, and they get a guy to hide out in the woods in a Bigfoot costume out behind the house, and they see him, and they're like, and the dude is, like, stunned.
Yeah.
And they're freaking out. And
it's beautiful.
They send a guy to go talk to the Bigfoot, and he comes back. He's like, the Bigfoot wants to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah.
They're talking to the Bigfoot expert, and he's like, I don't know, man.
He's
like he's not into it at first, but then he eventually agrees.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
Then, like, they find, like, he finds out it's a prank, and they have to sprint and, like, drive away because the dude is, like, pissed,
bro. Damn, yeah, they, yeah.
Oh,
it's,
I gotta
it's
see
one
funny.
Of the funniest videos.
They have a bunch
ever
of really
made.
Funny pranks.
Did he get fucked in the ass, though?
No, if you were there, things would have been different.
Brandon needs
he
to know.
Avoided it, though.
Did Bigfoot actually get
him? Fuck Bigfoot. But yeah, they were real at one point in time.
Brandon, the Bigfoot was a costume.
They died off, I believe.
It wasn't real.
No.
The Nazis killed Bigfoot.
The thing is, like, Nelk, I started watching them in, like, 2016. All they did was pranks. Like, they used to go into, like, Publix and try and, like, be like, oh, yeah, these condoms didn't work or whatever. And then, like, try to give back an open condom or whatever. And just shit like that. And, like, they would go and, like, pretend to be, like, Walmart employees and just smoke weed and shit, like, in front of customers and stuff. And now they're just, like, all they do is just, like, go vlog and stuff. So it's really not as funny. But they have so much money now that when they do decide to do pranks like that, it's fucking hilarious. Like, yeah, the Bigfoot one was really funny.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it's
What is that? Is that the same dudes that like Andrew Schultz went on and they didn't air the podcast?
Yeah.
Which one was the little bitch that boy?
That's Steiny. He kind of came on later.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wasn't with the originals.
He wasn't with the originals. The originals aren't even really on there anymore.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was just two dudes at first.
Yeah, it was Kyle and Jesse. Yeah, and Jesse doesn't do it anymore.
Well, they sold it or.
No, Jesse just wanted to do his own thing, I think. He's trying to do, like, his own brand.
He didn't like being in the public eye, eventually. Because they did do crazy shit. I think when COVID first started, they, like,
pretended,
like, a patient zero escaped, and they were, like, chasing this dude in, like, a hazmat suit in, like, a Target. And people were losing their fucking shit.
Yeah, they did a bunch of weird shit. But Jesse went to jail a bunch for like that's one of the reasons why he stopped is because he went to jail a lot because he was the only one that would actually like be ballsy enough to do it. Like he literally walked into a bank with blood all over him.
Oh,
like,
I remember
saying
that
he killed somebody or something, and the cops came obviously.
Yeah,
I don't even think he can leave Canada anymore.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, like something he's crazy. Got in a lot of trouble with the law doing that shit. We should start doing that.
Yeah, they don't play.
I would do it. I love to do. I wouldn't do. I would do pranks, but like not nothing to get arrested.
I was a huge Impractical Jokers guy. Yeah. So like, I would love to do shit like that.
You know, what my shit used to be scare tactics.
Oh fuck yeah!
You like scare
Tracy
tactics?
Morgan?
Fuck. Yes.
Dude, me and my dad used to watch that.
Hell yeah, dude!
I remember the ones that we watched on YouTube. That shit is crazy.
They're so
he'd be like, this bitch just got scared. Yeah, there he is.
Wasn't Joey Diaz?
Yeah, he did a couple of them.
Like we set up a Walmart supply truck to crash it.
Yeah. There was one that I remember where it was like this. They were getting a bunch of girls to come like try out this tanning product or whatever. And this girl like put on this cream and it like started making her skin like red and so I don't think it was two girls, right? They didn't know each other. One
they
was
didn't
an,
know each other,
one was an actor and one wasn't. They put on the cream and the girl that was an actor obviously started like breaking out and like she died.
Yep.
Or whatever. And so the other girl was like freaking out, like, this is gonna happen to me. It was really funny.
I like the one where it is like a disease thing. They're like, oh, you got exposed to this thing and the person who doesn't know what's going on, they watch the actor walk into the fucking tent and they like set it on fire and burn the person alive and they're like, what the fuck,
dude? Yeah, that's a good ass show.
What was that one where he like it was the mafia member?
Yes,
and he
pretended
to kill his
it.
Friend or something, and it was like hiding the body. He was like, I'll help you, just don't kill me.
He was one of those like white guys who kind of act black a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that,
like
so.
Me.
Yeah. But you fuck black bitches, so it's good. Yeah. No, but let's say. So look, he put him in a trunk and he was like, he like shot him like, boom, boom, boom. He was like, and you're next. He was like, dude, I didn't even know him. He was like, look, if you let me go, I'll help you hide the body. He was so down.
Oh, yeah. Another really
I think
good
I
would have
been too.
Another really, really fun one is. This girl went to go babysit like this little kid, and apparently the little kid was like haunted or whatever, and like made the TV come on and stuff, and was like, "I'm gonna kill you" and stuff like that.
He had the doll and shit.
Yeah, had like the doll and stuff. Yeah, it's a fun one.
I love how much production value they put behind these things to make it seem real.
Yeah,
and they don't stop it when somebody just starts. Like they'll let you cry for a little bit,
dude. But if you look back, it's so fake. Like if you really look back at like how it looked. It kind of is kind of like cheesy.
Yeah.
It's like,
what do you mean?
Like the little midget baby alien. No. Like, yeah. Like the prosthetics and shit. Like now, if they did that now, I feel like they could do it so much better.
Yeah, they could. But I don't think it matters in the moment, because if you see somebody give birth to a little demon,
that's true. You're not thinking like, oh, that's a good point.
You know, you don't give a fuck.
This is an MTV show.
That's a really good point. It's a really good point. Yeah,
you're scared. I mean, you're either scared or so confused that you're like, you're trying to make sense of something.
True.
I know I would never be like, is this a prank show?
Yeah, that was gonna be my question. I'd be seeing it from our point, that is right. Like, you wouldn't think that. Oh shit, this Tracy Morgan's behind that curtain, probably. Yeah, you're right.
I would love to see Dom on an episode of What Would You Do?
Oh man,
where he just does the complete wrong thing. Because I know he would, man.
I'm so scared of getting on one of those shows. I would help out like if it was like, I mean, I seen one, it was like, you shouldn't be hanging around with him because he's black. I would have probably called a little motherfucker a little bitch.
Yeah.
Told, hey, don't let him talk to you like
that. There's definitely deleted scenes somewhere that is a bunch of shit like that.
Yeah.
I would love to see you on one where like a lady drops like $1,000 out of her purse and you just pick it up and run away.
I would give it back to her. I would. I probably would. Old people, well, I would give it back to anybody. I've did it before. I went to the gas station and gave $20 because somebody dropped it. I walk back in there. I'm like, dude, you dropped this. Okay. It was a regular. It wasn't even an old person.
I found $100 in Walmart one time, and I kept that shit.
Well, if nobody's around, of course you keep it.
Yeah. Anybody don't give it to the. It.
Yeah. They're just, if you give it back to, well, you can give it to Walmart, this multi-billion-dollar company.
True.
They don't need it. We do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also like those prank, like not really prank shows, but like those people on Instagram that'll drop their wallet or like $100
bill, yeah.
And then they're like, they watch you steal it, and then they're like, oh, you're a terrible person. I've actually been super high in Walmart. Like I was really high when that happened, and I was like looking around like, oh shit, like somebody's gonna come up and be like, oh, that was mine. You're on YouTube now, and then everybody hates me.
Fuck it. Hey, there's no bad views.
That's just what happens when you smoke Delta 8, you know, before you go into Walmart.
But there's a bunch of like Nelk Boys copycats out there on Instagram who do shit that is just purely fucked up. Like, yeah. I saw one where like they get a Walmart employee to get the case at, like the AirPods out of the case, and they go up to this lady and interview her.
Hey,
pick a number 1 through 10. And she's like, 7. And she's like, very sweet. And, like, you just won new AirPods. And then they film her walking out, and the alarm starts going off.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen that. So
it's funny. It's funny, but it is really
That is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Like, that is hilarious.
But she's like with her husband, and they're like, you know, the old people walking out. it's so sad.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's fucking good shit, dude.
I'm just mad I didn't think of it. Because that is genius. That is pretty funny.
That's good.
Planting stolen merchandise on the elderly.
Just watching it walk out. Nothing like it, dude.
Yeah, nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
Have you guys ever stole from anywhere?
Oh, fuck yeah. With the jail for it.
Oh, really?
Damn. Yeah, but back in the day. But I stole from Walmart after I tore my MCL in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Walmart in crutches. We used to steal shit all the time from Walmart. We lived in Illinois, so it'd be them big coats, and we would stuff car speakers down our fucking bicep. And like, we would steal everything. We stole spinner hubcaps. So literally anything you could think of. Well, we went there, the only time we got caught, I was still in cologne, and I took it out the package and took the little thing off, but they had another one inside the box. And so I'm on crutches, and we have to run while I'm on crutches through this woods. And like we went to somebody's like farm, I guess, because we didn't know where it was before GPS and all that shit.
Right.
And I was trying to go through a farm, and dude clicked this shotgun. He was like, y'all get out of here. We look, sorry, we're just lost. And all this is on a torn MCL. And for like 2 or 3 miles, and we went to D-Lo's house, and he was like, y'all can't bring that heat around here and made us leave.
Damn, D-Lo. What D-Lo's the fuck,
piece of
dude.
Shit.
He didn't want the cops to find his meth stash.
Dude, I had like this really, it was actually kind of genius, but I used to do it all the time. I'd go into like this Chevron, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would wear like long shorts with like an oversized t-shirt. And I would walk in there, and I would get 2 tall boys. And I'd stuff them in like my waistband, put my shirt over, and I would try and go buy cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
And they'd just tell me to fuck off because I didn't have my ID, and I'd be like, okay. And then I would just walk out. But then I had the tall boys, you know what I mean? So it was kind of like a distraction.
Hey, respect.
Hell yeah.
It worked every time.
It's a genius, dude.
Because like if you just walk in there and stuff them in and walk out, like it's weird, right? But if you go in there and you like pant around. They look at you and you're like, this dude's acting weird. You go try and buy cigarettes when you're 15. They're like, oh, that's why he's acting weird. Just fuck off.
That's actually
and then you walk out idea, with, dude. And you walk out with tall boys.
Underage kids everywhere. Listen to these words. That. That's solid.
Do
that's
exactly
solid.
That.
I wish I would have known
it works every
ago.
Time, bro. I did that to get these, actually. I'm still doing it, and I can buy alcohol.
But it's free.
But it's free.
It works forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timeless.
So you also do a wing challenge. I mean, a wing rating system, right?
Yeah. Wing review Wednesdays.
Wing review. I
we
was trying to get it out.
We actually have a couple scores pulled up,
dude.
Let's
see what those
are.
BWW and Coleman. Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm assuming.
Yes.
B-dubs.
Fuck them, but yes.
Honey Garlic, 8.5. Has that score changed due to recent events?
Yeah, it's probably a 2 now.
Okay.
Really?
Fair. Fair.
I have this thing where me and Buffalo Wild Wings just, we have a love-hate relationship, and by that I mean my ex works there.
Okay.
Then we got Casino El Camino. You got the mild in Austin, Texas, 8.3.
Oh, yeah. That actually is kind of low.
Yeah.
Thinking now, because I went back when I was in Austin, and I got the same flavor. I didn't record it, but it was actually better this time. So it's probably an 8.7.
Okay. Still good score. Still good wings.
It's almost half a letter grade, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge improvement.
Very good.
But I know Hangry Joe's, that's the one where you had to sign the waiver.
Yeah, that one was just kind of like, I just wanted to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was 0.
Yeah, I feel you, dude. But A-Town Wings, dude.
Oh, dude, that place is so good.
Now, this is the one that I recommended for Jonah to do for his wing review show.
This place is so good.
The only gripe is that their wings are small as shit, dude.
They're small.
They're tasty. The Cajun Ranch fries, dude, knock your fucking socks off. But they do got some small-ass wings.
Mm-hmm. So. Very good. I actually, when I went, I got the 6 count, I think, and I ate them very quickly. And so I literally went right back and got 6 more.
Hell
yeah. I like the lemon pepper hot from there.
That's what I got.
Lemon pepper hot. Hell yeah, dude. Come on, man.
You want to do the rest of them, dude? I know numbers aren't really your thing, but.
Oh, you got Slim Chickens at Buffalo 9?
Yep.
And then the Wing Bar, Atlanta, Georgia. At 9.4, that was the best one?
Yeah, that's the best one so far.
Okay.
The vibe's very good. You walk in there, and there's nowhere to sit. It's just a wing bar. You just walk in there, and they're like, what do you want, sweetie? And you just tell them, and they give it to you, and you just walk outside and try not to get shot because you're in downtown Atlanta.
Mm.
Damn.
It's like survival.
It makes it worth it
because you survive, and you're like, wow, that was really good for, you know. Yeah, let's just move on. We'll edit this out.
Dude, I just read this one. I have to ask you about this. You don't have any memory before the age of 10?
No, not really.
What?
Damn.
From a freak four-wheeling accident.
Yep. Yeah, when I think I was 9 or 10, this is actually really stupid. But I'm going to tell you guys anyways. This is just how stupid I was as a kid, really. When I was 9... I really wanted a four-wheeler, right? And so I think it was like 2 days before Christmas, we were going to go to my sister's house. And my parents used to park in like this separate garage. And so we were going into the car, and I saw a green little four-wheeler sitting there. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's a four-wheeler. And they were like, oh, and they just put me in the car and drove off. And like the whole way to my sister's, they had like gaslit me into believing that I had wanted a four-wheeler so bad that I just imaginated that I saw, like I just thought that I saw one. The gas let me into believing that, right? So I was like, okay. And so I get the four-wheeler for Christmas, and they're like, oh, and I was like, I guess you were right. I really did just want it so bad that I thought I saw it. Because I actually got the same four-wheeler. They just tricked me, right? I was just that retarded. So I got the four-wheeler.
You too.
Yeah. We're in the same boat, dude. But I got the four-wheeler and took off full speed like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just flip it, dude. And the four-wheeler just falls on me, hits me in the head, hits me in the dick. That was the first time that I'd actually ever hurt my balls, like, for the first time. It was the first time I ever experienced pain in my nutsack and also my head. And, now I just don't really remember any memory past the age or before the age of 10.
Man, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. My family, I mean, dude. Sorry to end on a rough note, but my parents will be like, oh yeah, I remember when you were 7 and you did this, and I'll be like, no, like, I remember like bits and pieces. Honestly, even before 15, it's kind of like blurry.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I might have been raped or something.
Damn, man. Mm.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I need to do ketamine or something.
Get in that K-hole, dude. You'll remember.
Would you do DMT?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, dude.
Like, I'm waiting for it.
I've actually always wanted to. I hear it's either great or terrible.
Yeah. Why risk that?
It could be great, though.
Yeah, but it could be absolute horseshit.
Yeah, but you're still going to be alive. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's just like, it was just in your brain.
Damn. That's what I think.
Because isn't DMT really just what your body releases before you die? Isn't that what it is? It's like it comes from your pineal gland, I believe.
Pineal?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Mike Tyson called the toad or something like that?
Yeah. Mm. I think he actually sucks.
What?
I actually think he sucks venom from a toad, though. I think it's different. Yeah.
You lick the frog, right?
Yeah, he licks an actual frog, I believe. But this is different. This is like shit that you. Yeah, I'm not even going to try and explain
it. How is this suicidal? They are like, if you need help, you just call. What the fuck?
As soon as I watch the episode, I'll tell you guys.
Every time I look up, like, how much is this and like, how much is this drug in grams? They'll be like, give me a hotline for like.
The help. SAMHSA?
For, like, help. Yeah.
They give me that one a lot, and I'm like, dude, I didn't think my porn search was that weird.
Okay. Exactly.
They're like, if you struggle with addiction, call this number. And I'm like, I'm just curious.
Yeah, dude. I just want to know a little something.
I'm just trying to get my street knowledge up.
Educate myself, dude.
Ready to read what it is.
Oh, okay. See, look, right here. See, look, help is available.
Yep, suicide hotline. But, here we go. DMT. Dime. Letriamine.
Yep.
I don't know.
That was perfect.
That
was perfect.
That was good.
It was exactly how it's pronounced.
Well, it is a very strong psychedelic found in a number of animals and plants, and it can also affect the sense, altering a person's thinking, sense of time, and emotion. Psychedelics can cause you to hallucinate seeing or hearing things that don't exist or distort it. DMT is structurally similar to psilocybin, magical mushroom. And it's known to produce short-acting and intense visual hallucinations.
From my understanding, it's basically just like 100 times what shrooms is, like just shorter.
Hmm. What about that? So like,
isn't this like a 15-minute high or something?
Yeah, it's like not long at all. Like you literally, you pass out. You're just like
overwhelming,
dude.
Yeah.
Then, so you're like dreaming out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, you have like an outer body experience.
Dream out loud?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a comedy show somewhere, dude. Some shitty fucking comedy show.
They're dreaming out loud, dude. That's what it's doing.
Yeah. So you never just dream out loud, bro?
All my dreams are pretty silent, dude, I think.
I dream
I'm
out
asleep.
Loud.
I don't need to dream out loud.
Do you ever have a dream that's a reoccurring? Like, not when you're younger, but when you're older, and it, like, scares you, wakes you up type shit?
Oh, yeah.
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 What's yours?
Like, I actually had this dream that happened 3 or 4 times, like, in a row, dude. But it would wake me up out of sleep every time. It was just me getting shot.
Damn.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. It was just literally I was just walking in, like, Coleman and just getting shot. And I'd wake up and be like, oh, shit, I'm like, in the bed.
See, mine's the exact opposite. I always have this dream, and it's been going on for many years now, where I either kill somebody somehow. Like, sometimes it's an accident. Sometimes it's, like, they needed to die, but I did it, and then I hid the body and like got away with it. But like throughout the dream, like as I dream longer, I'm getting closer to getting caught. Mm. And then like the anxiety of that, and then whenever I'm about to get caught, I wake up and I'm scared. I'm like, God, I'm glad I didn't kill someone.
Your dream is the telltale heart, bro. You're dreaming Edgar Allan Poe.
Is
that really?
I've had that happen as well.
You had that, like, that type of
dream, yeah.
Yeah,
it was only, like, once.
Damn. Yeah, mine is not like that at all.
Same. No?
I have terrible dreams.
Yeah, I have terrible dreams too.
I actually don't even really dream that much anymore.
Me neither. Oh my god. Yeah.
But it's weed. The weed, yeah. Weed stops your dreams.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't smoke weed. So.
I love dreaming too.
He doesn't, dude. I can testify. As long as my fingers are crossed, dude.
If I like take a nap during the day, I'll have a really intense dream.
Daydream.
In the day.
Yeah, in the day. Yeah, like if day. I like take a nap at like 3 p.m. I'll like have a crazy ass dream.
Yeah, I had one that shouldn't have scared me, but it did. It was kind of. I feel like it's a little retarded. I don't usually say space. That, but for me to say that, I really think it is. I had a weird dream once. but I had a weird dream once where my mom, she had a trailblazer, and there was a bunch of raccoons beating the shit out of it with like bats and shit, and I don't know why that like bothered me. And it like happened a couple
times. That would be weird.
Yeah.
I know, and then it's just me like yelling at them and getting all emotional and then calling for my mom because I feel like, I don't know if she in the car or not.
I think that's what happened to Jonah in Atlanta, actually.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking good.
That's a good one.
My recurring dream is that I'm laying on the ground in the desert, and Jesus falls out of the sky right on top of me.
Whoa.
I swear, I don't know how
like
I
he
know
just falls. Like he can't like catch
he's
himself.
He's spinning, like spinning from the sky. I don't know how I know it's Jesus, but I've had that dream probably since I was like 7 or 8 years old.
That's wild.
I have it like annually.
That's wild.
You're
colder.
All serial killers, except for Brandon and Jonah.
Yeah, I agree.
Jonah had the same dream as me about killing people. Okay.
He's a victim.
Oh yeah, but he said he had another one.
Once I had one dream where I was like, I literally was going to stab my mom. I'm just I'm kidding.
In Minecraft.
Yeah. It was in Fortnite.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
No, I'm just playing. No, I did have a dream where I was going to stab somebody, but it wasn't my mom. I love you, mom.
I don't even know the people I'm killing.
Damn.
That's who it was. It was just a random person that I was going to stab.
I couldn't tell you who I was killing, but it was like that. It was a reason all the time.
Their rage.
Do you remember any of the reasons, or you just felt like
one,
there
was Well, sometimes it's an accident. Like sometimes it's like I hit somebody with the car.
Ooh.
And then it's like oh shit, but for some reason I didn't call the police and I panicked and then I buried them somewhere and then like cleaned up all the mess. So they really had no way to trace it to me.
How'd you clean up the mess?
Buried them.
Buried
them, and I had something in my car I could wrap them up in, and then I buried them, and then got rid of the DNA in the car as best I could. But that's how they got me, because they somehow traced it back to me with some lights on the traffic lights.
Have you ever seen Dexter?
Yes, I love
Dude,
Dexter.
You would be the perfect Dexter, because you live like on the
Ooh,
on the water,
yeah.
Right. And the gators will take care of.
Yeah,
yeah, but you got to chop the head off first.
Wow.
See, this is the thing.
Take
because
the teeth out.
Yeah, you got to take teeth out. But the head is harder. You want to dispose of that in a different way.
The head's
way.
Harder to take off, too, mm-hmm. apparently.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, you gotta
make that sound effect.
It's almost like they aren't designed to be taken off, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I have another dream where I just, like, am out in public somewhere, whether it be a school or just, like... some public area, and then my clothes disappear one by one.
Damn.
Like, first like, it'll be my shirt. I'm like, go to the bathroom, and then my shirt's gone all of a sudden.
Like, you're in school, or you're, like, your age now in elementary? No. That's two different. Because that's two different
No,
dreams.
It progresses with age.
That's
so
two
in
different
high school,
dreams.
I was in high school. In college, I was in college. And now I'm just, you know, wherever I find myself. The mall. The adult mall. Where there's no children. Dude. Not anywhere near that fucking indoor play set by the food court. It's not the one with the palm tree on top of the hill with the big fry. It's not that one.
It's definitely not at Baby not. Claire's.
Baby Gap, dude.
All right, Jonah, before we get out of here, what's your favorite place to poop that's not at your house?
Ooh, Bucky's probably.
Oh, that's not that is
that
not
is
what
not
our research
what our intel
says.
Says
Office Depot.
Office Depot, but Bucky's. Yeah, Office Depot's a good one because of like the smell of like offices, you know? The printer and like the ink and the paper. It's also it's like when you walk through, even if you have to shit already, while you're walking through, the smells just make you need to shit more. I don't know what it is. It's weird.
So it's like season.
Yeah, I take really good shits at Office Depot.
That's good, man.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what got you started.
Buc-ee's is also a good one, too. But, yeah, Buc-ee's just has a good place in my heart, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah, Buc-ee's is a shit. That brisket sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Their showers.
Mamifico.
The first time I ever saw two people having sex in a car was outside of an Office Depot.
Really? Mm.
Two dudes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Progressive.
I don't want to assume their sexuality, but I believe they were gay men.
Or they just were two bros that really loved Office Supplies.
It might, dude. I get it, bro. A Sharpie S-Gel .38, that'll get you going, dude. Okay, that's precision machining.
I like the G pens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the G2?
Yeah, the G2. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pilot G2.
Let's see this.
Yeah, look
that. It was that one over there on University.
Yeah, look
by
that.
The Best Buy.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's right on the end, that's, and it was on the side, right next to, like, in between the Office Depot and that.
That's
nail
the best.
Store.
That's
pen,
the best
dude.
Pen of
that's
all
the
time.
Best pen
yeah,
you can
by
use.
Far. They're reasonably. I can't even say the word. They're well priced.
Yeah, dude, you can get
value. That really is like the gold standard for a pen.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Hmm. It's the perfect one.
I wouldn't go that far, but it is.
What's a better pen than that?
The Sharpie S-Gel .38,
okay, no,
dude.
No,
if you're like a finer tip, you can't get better than .38, dude. It's not possible. But look up the .38. It looks the same as all the other ones, but there's a point I'm trying to prove.
Hold on. Point.
No, you could have just.
Oh, it's the same with that. Hold
it's
on.
Just.
It's okay, dude.
Yeah, you got it, bro.
Give him a break,
yeah,
guys.
Dude.
All right, you said .37?
.38.
.38?
All right. Yeah, and he wrote the word point.
.38.
There it is, dude. If you ever sign up for a that's mic a at Shag Nasty, it'll be with that pen.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I've used that.
That's a good pen.
It's always that pen, dude. It might be a .7, but I try to get the .38. They're harder to find because they're in high demand. You guys.
All right, Jonah. While the ghostly Muhammad Ali here means that's the end of the podcast.
All right.
If you want anything you want to promote right here on this camera, your socials, because people listen to your socials, any shows you got coming up, anything you want.
Let's see. Yeah, my Instagram, Jonah Does Comedy. Linktree, Jonah.Blankenship1. Thank you, guys. YouTube, Jonah Does Comedy. This is amazing. Twitter, JB Fire Emoji. I'll use that one sometimes. TikTok, Jonah Does Comedy. It's pretty simple. My Snapchat is Jonah Does Comedy. What shows do I got coming up? I'm doing The Laughing School Monday, tomorrow. Other than that, yeah, I'm just grinding, doing a bunch of open mics, trying to hang out with you boys. Yeah, that's it, really.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey, thanks for coming on, big dog.
Yeah, appreciate
thanks
for you, having
hey,
me, man.
We appreciate
awesome.
You, man.
I love you guys.
Hey, yeah, love you, too.
You.
Peace.
Real gay.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby.